We cross now to, well, our newest unpaid Radio Wātea political commentator, Nanaia Mahuta. Tēnā koe, sister. Kia ora, Nanaia.
Kia ora.
I have to stress the unpaid, so you'll have to find some other way. Well, firstly, I think we speak for all of us in saying thank you for your service to our country and to our people across many decades, Nanaia. It caught me somewhat by surprise, but some were suggesting that this could be a very close race in Hauraki Waikato. I was expecting you to run away with it, as you have in previous electoral cycles, but that wasn't to be. And again, can I acknowledge your class, your dignity, in the way that you passed the reins across to Hana? We all have a lot of hope that Hana will fill the ambitions of those old kui who put together our Kohangareo movement all those years ago, and it's amazing. Look, would it be wrong to say you were gutted? In some ways, it sort of seemed by your facial expressions that, look, you could just sense that there was a turning of the tide. And whilst disappointed, I guess we've got to make way for our young people also, kahau te rangatahi. What are your thoughts now a few days after that?
Oh, look, the overall outcome was disappointing, but we knew it would be a hard push, and we knew it would be a close race. And the race really was between a Labor-led government or a National Act-led government. And I knew what was at stake. I made an early calculation not to go onto the list with the understanding that there was a high prospect that I wouldn't get in. That said, it will be difficult in opposition. It will be difficult to gain progress. In fact, what we should expect to see in the first 100 days is a winding back of a number of issues that I believe have made a difference in the lives of Māori and New Zealanders, and that will be gutting to see. I'm actually quite pleased I'm not there in opposition, and I want to acknowledge Andrew Little, who's also made the decision not to take up his list position in order for renewal to take place. The second thing is, in terms of kahau te rangatahi, Labor's been working on our Labor Māori team for some time, from the 2017 election, 2020 election, and will continue to do so in the current state that we're in. That's why we were able to bring through the likes of Willow Jean Prime, able to support Shannon Halbert, able to support Arena Williams. So we're doing our own renewal, and that renewal is speaking to a broad base of Māori across the Māori and general electorates in order to ensure that our party is in good heart and good spirit. So, you know, I leave knowing that I've done the best that I can. While I've been given the opportunity to, can I acknowledge the new and incoming Māori members across the House? They will be feeling excited and in that kind of phase of, you know, there's lots to learn and lots to do. And, you know, they've just got to temper themselves over this period of time, especially if they're in the opposition benches.
Tēnā koe. You now have a freedom to speak on any matter that you want. There's no shackles at all in the areas that you can make comment on. That's why I was a bit tongue-in-cheek, being a bit cheeky, saying, well, you're a political commentator, but you can easily be just that if you want to be, a political, social commentator. Māori affairs commentator too. So I ask you about Israel. And are you free to talk about this too? Because Biden has come in and said, hey, that was an errant bomb from the militants. And we've got Te Pāti Māori say, hey, the Israeli ambassador needs to be censured here. Is that hot turf for you, or have you the freedom to speak openly now?
Well, look, I mean, I won't say anything silly, even though I've got the freedom of speech, and I won't say anything that I don't think is credible. So that's the first thing that people who know me will know, that I'll be absolutely consistent in my views. On the Israel-Palestine issue, I think one of the challenging aspects is the loss of civilian life. Hamas, we should condemn the actions of Hamas as a terrorist organisation, but the response should be proportionate from Israel. In fact, that they attacked a hospital and health professionals, which are protected under international law. I think over time people will look at that and say, is that a proportionate action? The other element to this, because of the significant loss of civilian life, is how we get humanitarian aid into the occupied Palestinian territories, Gaza, to be able to support people who now have likely no water, no food. So again, that's an important element for right now. But this is an issue that has been around for a very long time, some 70-odd years. So we have to understand that it's complex, it won't be helped by war, and it does need the international community to rally around, de-escalate the situation, and accelerate a two-state solution through peaceful negotiations.
Tēnā koe. Hey, Nanai, did you plan for a post-political career, or are you just going to spend a bit of time reconnecting with the whānau in a more intimate way? I say that because I know the demands on families when people are representing in Wellington back and forth overseas. It's been non-stop for you for nearly 30 years. Did you plan for this part of your life? What can we await? Nanai Consultancy Services or something of the like?
Look, absolutely, I planned for it. And I had the great privilege to serve over a long period of time. I had two children on the way through. And so now I get time in this immediate period to spend with my children, with my family, and then map out my next steps. But my next steps were always going to be an opportunity to choose the things that I wanted to do and put my hands to the types of initiatives that I think will make a difference in people's lives. So I'll still continue to be giving service, and I will still continue to, again, apply the knowledge and the skills that I have in the best way possible. And in terms of the iwi, I think there are many things I can do amongst my respective iwi to be able to assist their aspirations, and they will need to reset their political assessments of the environment, because we have a government potentially that will not be favourable to the aspirations of Māori or taking forward the opportunities that have been secured over these last few years.
Tēnā koe. Has Tuku any cause to be nervous?
Everyone's got a cause to be nervous, but they should be nervous about the right things. And the right things are making sure that we secure an anchor opportunity for our people, for our whānau during these really difficult times. And without a doubt, we've got to leverage as much as possible to ensure that just normal whānau are able to get ahead. And that's always been the objective. Whether you do it through a tribal lens and a mana motuhake framework, or you do it in government through government policy, everybody's got to be on the same page in terms of, well, where's the destination? How do we work together to be able to achieve that?
Tēnā koe. We've got a talkback spot. I think it might be one of the nights of the week, 8 o'clock through 10, if you're interested in the Naya. You can come and join me on the Brekkie Show as well and grill the politicians, keeping them honest. Or you can just chill out for a while. Thanks for all that you've done. I was going to talk about highlights and lowlights, but we'll leave it there. I think our listeners have been conscious of your contribution for many years, and perhaps we've got some time a bit down the track to reflect on what's been a magnificent political career. Could be a book. You might become author.
Yeah, look, I'm happy to do some reflections, but I'm also happy to do some aspirational futures thinking. Can I just take this last opportunity to congratulate Hannah? I think the point of difference in this campaign, and I made it very clear anyway to her and her supporters, if she can mobilise the youth vote to get out, then that will be a game changer, not just for Hauraki Waikato, but across the board. And what we need to ensure is that more and more young people take an interest in the direction of this country. They are the strength of our demographic population for New Zealand, and their voice can be heard, but it's translating being heard into action for the betterment of our people. That's the next step.
Great talking with you over the years, and hopefully still able to talk going forward. Ngā mihi, and thanks for all that you've contributed across that time. Nanai Mahuta with us today. Thanks, Nanai.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Urban Māori Radio, Wātea 603.